nervous.
I still get tingles.
I want to start off with a big opening, dude. Just fuck internet ads.
Yeah,
fuck them
and the ass.
You can't watch anything. CNN, every video you watch, right? If you want to get some news off CNN, 30 seconds. I don't care that much. I'm not going to watch the video. But I still click it. I'm like, maybe. It's like, well, YouTube, there, I'd say, what's the percentage? What'd you say? It's like a 70-30 right now?
Yeah. It used to be 30-70. Like, you'd only get a couple. Now it's like.
I remember YouTube when there was porn on there. Like, yeah. You'd go on and watch like legitimate porn. You're like, I want to see a blowjob on YouTube. And they're like, here you go.
Yeah. Take it.
There you go. Watch this. Now you're like, I don't even.
Sometimes I'll be having my headphones in just like waiting to hear a song. And then like the ad will be like, this ad's long. It was one of those skip ones. Because the skip ad, those use like 3 minutes.
Oh, it's like a trailer for a movie.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I got to go back and skip it. It's the worst.
Have you, and your twos, I can't think of one product from any of those ads. If I do, I'd make a conscious effort to not use them.
Yeah, I think there was one, what's the beer one? I think it was Shock Top. I'm not a big Shock Top guy anyway, and their commercial keeps coming up on videos I watch. I'm like, man, you guys.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I'm not drinking you now.
I think it's an abrasive form of marketing. It's trying to watch my shit. I just want, like, watch his video, but first, watch a 30-second ad you can't skip.
But first, let me show you an ad.
Dude, well, because we were just watching, Tim was showing me last night's Conan O'Brien had some seriously funny shit on there. It was the Stephen Ho.
I think it's the Stephen Ho. He always has like the stuntman on. He's an Asian dude, and he always like practices with them and teach Conan like tricks of the trade and stuff. And
yeah.
It's typical Conan fashion. He always like kind of like fucks it up and just makes it 10 times fun. Yeah, wicked goofball. But they were using like real blood packs from movies, and it just got out of control.
Yeah, we just came off a good laugh.
Yeah, we were giggling like schoolgirls.
The thing is, it was that funny, but then in between each video, they showed you a 15 or a 30 second ad.
Yeah, about the same exact ad.
It's the same one.
Yep.
That's like fucking Clockwork Orange shit.
You're like, what the fuck is going on?
It's almost like it's like a joke.
Yeah, like that's the joke on them. Like, oh, you want to run this ad? Well, we're going to play it every time.
Fucking cosmic joke, dude.
Do the companies know that? It's like, you're going to annoy a lot of people. Like, yeah, fuck it.
Maybe they'll buy life insurance off before they kill themselves.
If I buy life insurance, can you please stop fucking using commercials in my YouTube videos?
I think there's a way to get around it, too.
Oh, definitely.
Who knows? Maybe some crafty listener will leave a message on the Facebook wall and be like, this is how you get. I've seen ways to get around them. There's supposedly. Who knows? JavaScript, I don't even know what that means.
Get off the internet.
I've been watching Silicon Valley, so I'm like, there's some JavaScript you can use, right? I don't even know what that means.
That show is definitely one of those shows that you think you know what you're talking about when they're talking. Like, yeah, I get that. And you're like,
yeah, okay.
What the fuck are they talking about?
When I think of JavaScript, I just think of coffee.
I think of JavaScript, I tried downloading it and it never works.
Downloading JavaScript?
Yeah, I'm like, it's like, you need the updated version. I'm like, okay,
isn't
update.
It a script? It's HTML code. Tim's eyes just crossed and his tongue stuck up. I think I just crossed him up like an N1.
I accept so many things on the internet where I should be questioning everything.
Oh, give me an example. What do you mean? You
JavaScript? Like, I don't know. Oh, like, I download it to my computer and I have no idea what it does, but I know I need it to watch certain things.
Yeah. Like Flash.
Yeah, anything.
Or Adobe.
Like, just accepting the terms of iTunes and be like, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
South Park did a great episode on that.
Yeah, the human centipede, or whatever it was.
It's so true. Like, you just accept the internet for what it is, and no one questions it. Like, yeah, fuck it.
Well, that's what the internet is supposed to be, like a free-for-all. Like, it's supposed to be the Autobahn. No speed limits.
None.
Do whatever the fuck you want. You might die.
Yeah.
But now they're like, well, we're going to put an ad for that. How did that happen? That's why I like websites like a Reddit or like a LiveLeak.
Companies are just looking for more money, like websites like that, like YouTube. Like, those guys sold. They sold that, the dudes who created YouTube. So the people that own it now are probably like, now
we can make revenue.
Now we can make even more money.
We could probably charge somebody 10 cents or get paid 10 cents, and play an ad on the podcast.
Definitely. And when I also.
Who would you want to be our sponsors?
Like a local ad or like
anybody.
Big conglomerate?
I want like tampons.
Yeah, like something like we can get like other people to listen in on.
Have I told you my idea for tampons?
Yes.
Have I really?
No, you're about to tell me now.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you. By the time you guys all hear this, Tim has heard it, so he's not lying.
Yes.
Very meta. No, but so if it's tampons, right? You know, guys never want to buy tampons because they're always like, it's like a girl's like.
It's like holding a girl's purse. You don't want
to
do that.
Yeah. She's like, I'm dying. I got terrible cramps. Can you go to, CVS or the pharmacy and get me some tampons? And the guy's like, no, it's fucking embarrassing. I want to make tampons that are like really badass and like named after 80s action movies. Like The Predator. and it's the Predator tampon.
Oh, like
if it bleeds, we'll fill it.
Or just like have it called like time bomb. And it looks like an explosive. Like the box is like it looks like a detonator device. You carry it around like, sorry, I gotta buy these for my girl. You throw them on the table. It's like, hurry! Boop, boop, boop. Yeah. No. All tampons just shoot out.
See, dude, you've already bought a fucking box of those.
I'm not even myself.
So I think they should be tampons for men's girlfriends.
Yes.
So like just badass tampon, like, you know what I mean? Like, think, I don't even, like, you know, Die Hard.
That's a $3 million idea.
Dude, that is a fucking $3 million
idea.
Let's get some packaging.
Or even, like, Tampax should just do that. Tampons, make tampons or Tampax. They should just make certain boxes for men to buy, and those should be the boxes.
Well, yes.
We don't need a new company. We just need to get on to them.
We need a new company.
New company.
Yeah, new company, tampons.
That's
tampons,
our tampons, idea. Bill and Tim.
Patent pending.
Yeah, when they do, like, the speed talking at the end.
I didn't express in this podcast, not yet, but it's a patent pending.
If you steal it, you suck our dicks.
You suck a dick.
Suck a dick. Suck some dick. That's a great idea, though.
We can make our own tampons. I'd just take cotton balls and put, like, yarn on them. They'd be the worst. It would be the tampon you buy, but it'd be, like, the worst tampon.
All of the girls we know just die.
Do you know what a tampon looks like?
Yeah.
All the way through?
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like a hard plastic shell, and there's the cotton in the middle.
You always find, like, you get in the back of a girl's car, and you just, like, see a tampon, like, that rolled under her seat, and she doesn't know the back, like, everybody sees her tampon. It's not used.
No, you gotta
do it. Girls, if you drive around, you got a loose purse on the ground, you probably got a tampon rolling. Like, you'll hit a stoplight, and then you'll fucking hit the gas, and a tampon will roll into your back passenger seat's feet.
Kill the awkwardness. You'd be like, oh, you got a lollipop? Grab it, open it, and be like, oh.
Oh, no.
This isn't a lollipop.
That's not killing me. That's taking awkwardness from 0 to 80. Tampon! I did that. Never mind.
Tampon?
I just did that to somebody. I was been like one of those nights you like leave a bar and you go somewhere and like, you know, put 8 people crash in the back of a car. And I'm always like the guy, like, pointing down. What's funny? Nothing. Just talking about Conan. Doing a fucking play with her tampons. Like holding them up and like stringing them like marionettes. Did you do the marionette dance?
The first time I saw it, I was watching kids. Remember when the kid would take the tampon and...
Yeah, and the Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid and drink it. I thought that was fucking disgusting.
Yeah, purple drank.
That purple stuff.
Her drank.
That's
a stank drink.
That's probably my earliest memory of a tampon.
Really?
Yeah. Kids came out like 93, 94.
Wow, I'd say that was old.
Yeah.
I watched that on a VHS.
Well, yeah, that's how how legit that thing is.
That's... Wow. So I want to fucking invent man pawns. No, not man pawns like Tony Siragusa.
Yeah, those things. You dribble a little bit.
No. Could you stop talking about this?
Yeah. I'm like,
I fucking love, like, the commercials they choose to play at sporting events. Like, there was did you see that it was a beautiful story about a man and a woman, and they've been married for 70 years, and the woman died, and the guy died, like, 10 hours later.
No.
And they played it like at like a halftime of like some Pats game. So like you got a good buzz on, and you're like, dude, don't cry.
I miss my grandpa.
Like just that bawling. It's like, well, I don't want
to. They played that?
They played it like a halftime show. I was just talking to someone over the weekend. They remembered. They're like, yeah, I remember the exact commercial.
That's fucked up, dude.
What's always, it's kind of, I always love when like guys who are real into sports, like you know, you sit there, you're on the pub, it's like maybe you're like 60, you got nothing better to do, fucking dick don't work, and like you're like, I want to go out on the fucking pub, have a beer, like forget about whatever.
My ED.
And then they're like, hey, Viagra. They're like, this thing's brought to you by Viagra, your dick doesn't work. This is just like every guy that watches sports, like, fuck.
Like the Tony Siragusa dribble. Like, I've been sticking fucking toilet paper.
Bunch of fat guys who will probably... You know what? You're hitting your demographic. I just think you're hitting them a little too hard.
Real hard.
Don't hit them... You're hitting them where it hurts.
Too blatant. Like, back in the day, like, Depends were, like, something on the sly. Now they're fucking being like, oh, you shit yourself?
Yeah, Depends. The doctor was like, you gotta get... There's a prescription that's gonna brown bag to your door. No problem. No one's gonna know you shit yourself. Now,
you get coupons at CVS now.
You crap your pants? But I think I like that. Because you gotta be... If you got a problem, it's okay. Be vulnerable about it. Be open about it.
Be one with your shits.
Be yourself. Be number two. Be one with your number two.
Yes. We're just fucking PR studs right now.
Dude, we should... All right, so let's see. We're going to tackle the tampon world, right? Stuff a tampon in that fucking hole.
Yeah.
And then we're going to sop up all the money, wring it out, turn it back around, and do some man pawns.
Raking in the dough.
Dude,
How much Johnny Manziel?
How much money would you want to have every year? If you could pick your salary, what would you do?
I could do like $1 million a year.
What? Would you even spend it on? That's a very round number. That's good though.
$1 million and one.
Not knocking your answer.
Yeah, $1 million a year, you'd be straight. You'd be comfortable. You want to go on like a lavish vacation? Do it.
I don't think a million's like a lot.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Can't wait. Why? What's yours, like $50,000?
Yeah, I'd like to have $80,000. $80,000 a year, I'd be cool. If I don't have to work 80 hours a week for it, yeah.
Like, what's my, like, non-astronomical? I'd probably have, like, $100,000.
$100,000 a year, whoa. No, six figures sounds good, but it's, you know, very tough.
Why? What are you, like, scared?
Scared about what?
I don't know. Spending all your money?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you need more.
Yeah.
Million it is.
Million. Let's go for $1,080,000. Yeah. $1,080,000, because then it's mine and yours combined. That's a comfortable living.
That's like, we can get the Dropkick Murphys like three times out on that.
Oh my God, tell me about that website, because I know exactly what you're referencing.
On Reddit, obviously.
Love Reddit. No fucking commercials on Reddit, because they'd fucking...
No, that is like old school websites is like Reddit.
I cannot preach Reddit. If you don't read Reddit, get the fuck out of here.
Don't even read it, Reddit.
I gotta go. All
right. So this person posted, it's like, today I learned how much each of your favorite bands cost to like book. And it breaks it down like per like $100,000 and above, 25 to 50.
Yeah, it puts them in tiers.
Yeah. And it's just funny to see like what bands are charging what. Like obviously Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake are charging like $1 million+. Like I get that. Some bands, like one of our list, Nesty pointed out, he sent it back. He's like, oh, good thing those blue collared workers like the Dropkick Murphys are only charging $50,000 to $75,000 a year.
Unbelievable.
It just really shows like how I'm fucking like these people that like pretend to be like, oh, we're all about the fans and the people, but if you want to see us, you got to give us like $100,000.
I guess that's weird. That's something I was just kind of, that like, goes back to what we were just talking about, the money thing. How much, if you could demand your own salary, what would you demand? Maybe that's why money was on my mind, the conversation we had earlier. What would you sit there, what would you be like? Imagine we had to fucking charge for this podcast.
Oh,
would
you
do number like one,
gift cards.
We'd have no answers. Yeah. We'd have no
I want like a free beer.
But imagine that. Like, what would you charge? Imagine we had 100,000 people that wanted to hear this every single time we released an episode. We could probably monetize it. What would you sit there and try to monetize it?
$1 an episode.
No shit, it's $100,000 an episode. Like, that's like a modest, but then think about that.
But, like, that's what I mean. Like, we only charge people $1.
That's insane. But then you sit there, imagine you were someone who people actually desired. You're like, well, that's going to be $50.
Yeah. It's crazy because it's like, how do you come about that?
It's like $5 million.
It's their job. That's like their. Like,
I'm proud I did that math. I think I did it right.
Yeah, I hope so. Are we gonna get fucking reamed out again?
Oh, I'm gonna get self defecated on.
We don't know how to learn.
Hi, Bill here. Stupid.
Bill here. Yeah, just because it is their jobs. I get it, but it's the entertainment industry. It's just fucking unbelievable how much money they make.
It's gross.
Like 311. Like they've been around since fucking early '90s, and they're charging like $100,000 just to fucking look at them.
Just to hear them play songs you could hear in your car.
Yeah, like the live album.
That's why a good live show is. I mean, I went and saw the Gimme Gimmes, and it was $20. No, was it? Maybe I paid. I think it was like $35 a ticket. No, it's $30 a ticket.
That's like acceptable for a show.
I think it was $25.
Like someone like that, like Fat Mike, you were saying, he's like a multimillionaire, right?
He's certainly a millionaire. Once you own certain things, I don't know. I don't know.
You know.
I do know.
Like you get what you pay for, I guess, when you see a show. But then when you pay like a shit ton of money, the guy sucks. You're like, man, fuck. You ever been to a show? You paid a lot of money. You're like, fuck.
I've never paid a lot of money to go to a show.
I haven't either. Like I'm
punk rock dude.
Yeah, you're a punk dude. At 20 or less, bro, I'm in. Put X on my hands. Don't even fucking care, dude.
I wrote punk on my knuckles. My mom made me wash it off.
Yeah, dude, it was a permanent mark. Took a couple weeks.
Yeah, dude, I scrubbed it till it was done.
Well, I'm a big J5 fan, so I splurged on tickets for that.
I know. How are him and Beyonce doing? I heard there was a fight in an elevator.
You are wavelength, my friend. But that's the thing with me. Like, I love rap and hip-hop. I have no idea about that Jay-Z like story that's out right now with him and his Beyonce sister like biffing him in the elevator.
I didn't want to watch.
Yeah, I saw like a clip of it, and like I just didn't give a shit.
It was on CNN. I was trying to get some news on CNN. I was like, let's see if they brought the girls back in. I'm like, no, well, let's see. Jay-Z got into a fight with a female.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care. This is front page. No, I don't care.
Unbelievable. I just didn't get it. I was like, I can't watch this. But supposedly he got beat up in the elevator by a Beyonce sister for some reason or another.
And he didn't hit her back.
No.
Respect.
Oh, dude, he's a man.
Shut the fuck up.
He should have fucking rope-a-doped her. He was just taking
it. I would have hit her in the face.
You gotta learn today. I would have hit her. Uppercut, dude.
Someone made it. I forget where the fuck it was. I think it was on Reddit, but it was a comment about, like, women's equality, and they were like, it was just talking about how women are equal and all this, but it's like, that means that any action that you give that a man has, it's reasonable for him to get punched in the face if a girl right. did it. Like, if a girl came at you with a knife, I'd fucking biff her.
Oh, yeah, that's self-defense. If you have a girl has a knife coming at me or a fucking stiletto, you're getting a fucking elbow to the back of the head.
Ten punches mentally challenge people. You I know. Don't, I've, don't punch
I,
a female.
I have. I know. You punched a girl like the first grade. Girl. Fucking, I gave her the old fucking like UFC. Like,
you did the grounded pop.
Yeah. Fucking dope slapped a mentally challenged kid. I don't give a fuck. You come so at me, it's over.
You're crazy.
It's a wrap.
You're crazy, dude. You are like, I think you might be like really tough.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I don't think I want to. I wouldn't want to fight you. I don't think.
Bite someone's ankle.
I think you'd take me down. I don't want to fight.
I just like I fight you. I just curl up in a ball and cry.
I'm glad I'm on your good side. Yeah, until I get close to help you out, then you'd like fucking hit me in a jugular with a you know the straight hand.
Fucking and, give you the typewriter on your chest.
Ooh, oh, that you have a knuckle of sternum?
No, ooh, I almost threw up. Just no, Lindsay does it to me sometimes.
Does she do? Okay,
yeah, I hate it.
It's how you wake up real drunk, people.
So scary.
Fuck, man.
That's a weird feeling. When you get someone the typewriter, I love that. I can't do it to myself.
I'm doing it myself.
I'll do the typewriter on the back of someone's back, and then you fucking go ding and slap them in the back of the head. That was always a funny one as a kid. Oh, typewriter, ding! And just dope slap.
I'm gonna do that tonight to like a coworker.
Yeah.
Just fucking get
Yeah, hold on. Can I do the math on your back real quick? Okay. And
then you just punch yourself, bang, slap a girl.
Yeah. Slap around the butt.
Slap a joke. Ding! Get arrested. Oh, butt slaps, dude.
Get arrested.
That's like a fucking good game. Boopy.
That's like a sound effect you just added.
I like to. Like you give it the butt slap. Like you give it the good game, and then you smell your two fingers, and go, and do the you point and shoot the gun and make a fart sound because that's my fart gun.
Fully loaded.
Fully. That's actually that's so inside. You don't even know what it's talking. I was down Fox's once, and I fucking.
I've been there once.
I placed a bunch of money on 23 and just walked her. I was shit faced. Walked her from the table real slow because it was the last of my money. But it was like. Like a mountain of chips. Like, say it was like $12 chips.
Right.
It's 35 it to 1 odds. Looks a lot. Well, it's 35 to 1 odds, a couple hundred bucks, but I'm walking away real slow. The ball stops and it hits, and everyone looks at me because she plays on top of my stack, and I just went. And, like, everyone let it slide, and the pit boss is like, what the hell was that? And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, your fingers. And I just like, it's my fart gun. And I had no idea what it was. But I made
just walk away.
I made a fart. So now if I hit it big, dude, now Fox is. It's big.
There is the fart gun guy.
Fart gun, no. I got a t-shirt and stuff.
Pit bosses are actually usually wicked funny at casinos. Like
yeah, they gotta be.
Yeah, dude, they gotta fucking
deal. I like a lot of blackjack deals, pit bosses.
I love blackjack.
That's actually, I know how to play blackjack. But
love blackjack.
Dealers, I mean, because they all rotate.
Yeah, when they do like a magic trick, and then like someone else pops up, you're like, I don't like this.
You made him appear.
Yeah, because then they have to shuffle the deck, cut a card, and you're just like, oh, fuck, we got to do this again.
Tip the guy and let's fucking get pulled in.
Yeah, here's a tip. Don't fucking leave again.
Here's a tip. Don't leave me.
That was like me and Lindsay went to Mohegan not too long ago. I don't know if I talked about this, but we did that big wheel. You know that big wheel they have? It's kind of like roulette, but there's
It's like from Vegas Vacation.
Yes, it's like 5, 10, yep. 15, 20, then the wolf and the other one, and it's like different odds or whatever. So we, like, win, lose, whatever. We hit, like, the one. We get our money back. We did the five. We win, like, 20 or whatever. So I forget how much we put down, but I think we put a $25 chip on 20, which is, like, I think on the board there's, like, a fucking, like, one out of, like, there's not many of them. There's only a what. But we land on it.
Whoa.
And we're like, oh, sick. I wonder how much that is. It's probably, like, $100 maybe. She comes over. She gives us, like, $500. We're like, just grab it and like slowly walk.
No way. Like, the last time you were there?
Yeah, it was awesome. We fucking had
$500.
Because like that's a place where they give vouchers to people. Like if they come like on a like a like
oh
a
yeah, coupon, yeah.
They give them like those coupons and they can only use it at like that wheel.
It's a isn't it like a double was a bonus play or like a
something stupid.
You,
put, like
you bet
that.
20 and you can back it up with 20 of their dollars.
No, it's like a Groupon. Like people sign up to go to Mohegan as like a trip and they give them like vouchers to use only at like.
Yeah.
A wheel or something else. So they have like this $5 voucher and they put on there. So it's all these old ass people, me and Lindsay. And me and Lindsay are treating it like the Wheel of Fortune. We're right in the middle and no one likes us. We're like, yeah! And I'm just like screaming at old women. They're just like getting mad. Yeah, and then we hit the 500. We're like, fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah, we piss off old people at a casino. That's like a hobby of mine.
It is. It's the greatest. They get so upset. And then like I love the Asians at casinos because they just stay in there. Like They like
high go.
They racially stereotype the casino and just put like all the Asian like games like Mahjong and like all that shit and just butts getting drilled.
It's like walking through downtown Shanghai.
Like you go in there. Like I was gonna try to play a game. I was like, no way. I'm not fucking.
I walked through that section. I ended up on the other side of the cloud of smoke. I was had an emphysema tag and I was rolling out.
They probably thought you were fucking like.
Oh, it's what? Whoa. Yeah, I'm like Godzilla going through there. One kid walked by. Oh yeah,
I know what that was.
Oh, that's funny.
There's like a piece of like I think there's like a dead ant up there. I don't know what that is.
Tim like looked up, pretending he was Asian, and watched me go by. And then his eye like caught something, and he dropped the character. And he's like, "Ooh, it's just a piece of dust hanging over me."
I'll never be good at improv.
I'm gonna get it.
Oh, thanks for getting. I would have never reached that.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Thanks, dude. Oh, dead.
Dead. We just killed that. Killed that dust. No, they put this wicked tall black guy dealing pie gal, and I was like, that must be a joke. Because it was just like a mountain of fucking Asian people, and there's just one. He looked like the guy from 300.
All right, Teddy, you're going to be in the Mahjong pit.
What the fuck?
He's just like,
dude, you died. Like, they were just, it was like an inside joke. You can put Teddy in a pie gal.
He's a rook. Rookie hazing at casinos. Yeah,
exactly. He looked like he was like an NBA player, like that tall, I mean. And he's black.
That's awesome.
Not to be completely stereotypical. Oh. He looked like an NBA player. So why not a professor of literature?
Yeah, no. Why not a hockey player?
P.K. Subban.
Subban.
P.K. Subban.
He's a good-looking dude.
I wish he was a Bruin.
I wish he was a Bruin. That guy can't even get knocked down.
Black and gold, dude.
Black and gold.
Bring Subban up.
We got a Subban.
Hmm?
We have his brother.
Marchand.
Malcolm.
Who?
We have P.K. Subban's brother, Malcolm Subban.
Yeah, he's so famous, I don't know who he is.
True. Follow him on Twitter. Why not?
Oh, I gotta.
That was a breakfast
huge burp.
Breakfast burp.
Breakfast was good.
I love how last episode you didn't think the fart was going to go through and everyone was like, oh, I heard that fart.
I got a text immediately. I was driving home for the thing and one of my sisters texted, yeah, you can totally hear that fart.
Because where the microphone is, it's kind of like straight on where your fucking asshole is and it just probably shot directly at it.
Wait, that looks like now that like people are just visualizing that, it looks like I'm like crouching over the mic like I'm just, doing the old.
He's just straddling the mic.
Tim is just talking into my crutch. Hello. Who's in there? I don't know why my asshole's cavernous, but whatever.
Yeah, fuck it.
Hey, it happened.
It works, dude.
That's just magic of spontaneity.
Fucking hey, dude.
Fuck.
Oh, man. What else you got up for us today? Anything good?
As of recently?
Yeah. What have you been up to? I feel like I haven't seen
you. I went to church.
Oh, Jesus. I haven't been to church in like...
Have you... Well, when you go to church, do you get the mass?
What do you mean?
The communion.
I used to not anymore. Body. Like I got like confirmed or whatever, but I don't do none of that extracurricular shit. I keep a low profile now.
I don't do it anymore. I did it recently. I was because it's for a confirmation. I was a sponsor. Because I'm
sorry.
You're doomed.
Like I do all the sitting and standing just so I don't look like a fucking thumb.
I don't even stand up anymore. Like when I go to weddings, I just kind of hang in the back and just like I'm like.
Oh, yeah, I wish I could do that.
But I tried the Jesus and it was funny because
I tried Jesus.
I think the portions got smaller.
He's kind of stale now.
He's
gone bad.
The portions are smaller, but it's like a little dis. But I went up because you're in the procession and then the guy holds it up and I put my hand. I remember
you
that
don't do the tongue.
No.
Oh, I did the tongue, dude. I just did not give a fuck.
I should have made it.
Yeah,
but the guy looked at me, and I looked at him, and like put my hand out, and he like held it up, and there's definitely like something I was supposed to say.
You're supposed to say the body of Christ, and I think you're supposed to say amen or something.
Oh, I just we just looked at each other, and he was like waiting, and I'm like, and then he just put it in my hand, and I just put it in my mouth, and walked by. I didn't even cross myself. I was just like, see, like I look like a fucking
free meal.
I just like I was there for the buffet.
And you stick out too. You're not a short man.
I don't know. I think that I blew it.
That's awesome.
Because he gave me a look of like you're supposed to like you're lying, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Man. I'm the devil. Give me the Jesus. You know what it should be because it's so long. It should be like a buffet. Because they do it, those three priests of this thing, and they're all sitting up there, and then they do this thing where they talk to you, and then they have, like, a little meal, and we sit down to, like, kind of wait for them to finish. They're, like, chewing. Like, one guy took, like, three pieces of Jesus, sips the wine, then they're like, all right, now you guys can eat. Then you got to go single.
Praise be God.
Praise be God. Peace be with you.
Yeah, I like the handshaking.
I like changing it up, throwing the knuckles.
Yeah.
Yo, peace.
What's up, my bro?
Peace.
I want to go to, like, one of those, like, black people churches with, like, this little light. I want to go to one of those. Like
a Forrest Gump one?
Yeah.
What is that called?
I don't know. I think
Protestant or something? Or Lutheran? I'm guessing.
I am too. I have no. I don't know anything about religion. I don't really care.
It's Jewish.
I just want to go and have some fun, just fucking side clapping and just like, or like the ones where like all the like and like the complete opposite. All the white people, it's like they like hold your head, and you're like, oh, and you're like, people start walking.
Demons
like,
come out.
Yeah, I want to go to both of those.
And like people running back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you know what? I'm sitting in church, and I mean,
those are so funny.
Dude, I don't think I believe in. I don't. All right. So do you believe in a higher power?
No, not anymore. I used to as a kid. No,
but nothing.
Nothing. I'm
so you're completely.
I'm what people would call an atheist, but I don't preach being an atheist. I'm not like.
Well, there's nothing to preach.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. It's like, you know how like atheists are always like, they always like have to like point that shit out. Like, I'm just like,
don't want to say God. Dude,
yeah, I just let people be. Like, I don't say
God. You shouldn't say God on the Pledge of Allegiance. Dude, you know what? If you're an atheist, you shouldn't give a shit.
Exactly.
If you're so insecure about.
There's an atheism Reddit. You know what I mean? Like, people be like, I'm an atheist. I'm fucking better than people.
Dude,
like, I don't give a fuck.
But the thing is, right, is if you truly believe there's nothing, what does it matter?
Yeah, exactly.
What does it matter to you? If you say God, it means nothing. Say it. Get to the fucking goddamn song or the Pledge of Allegiance. Put your fucking hand over your heart.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what I always been like. I just kind of roll with it.
I'm totally with you.
And I don't care. Like,
you can't preach.
Yeah, people want to be Catholic, Jewish, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
But ready? That's what I'm thinking in church. I was... like so bad, I was like, I really wish that I believed in a faith. Because think of how comforting it would be to like just be like, you know what, like it's in God's hands now. Like,
I no, died tomorrow, I'm good.
Something goes wrong, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong for a religious guy, they're kind of like, you know, God will take care of him, he's got a plan. I'm like, I'm just gonna relax. I'm like, wow, you must sleep like a baby every night.
I fear every night that I'm not gonna wake up and I'm gonna be stuck in a dream for the rest of my life.
I am so scared of everything. I just fall apart. Like, I don't have any religion to fall back on. I'm like, I just got to fall back on my mind. And my mind's fucking anxiety riddled and just like questions. And I'm so inquisitive and I don't, like, I'm unsure of this, I'm unsure of that. And then just racist. I'm not calm at all.
Yeah.
I wish I was religious so I could just be like, what the fuck?
I was like, growing up Catholic, but when you get older, you're just like, I'm good.
Yeah. But
I'm all right.
This is going to be funny. Remember the movie Saving Private Ryan? Not funny, but it'll be odd.
Hilarious.
All right, remember Private Jackson?
Which one? Who played him?
Barry Pepper.
Okay.
He was the sniper.
Oh, yeah. That guy ruled.
Right. He was, like, the best character in the movie. In middle school, I went through this weird phase of reading a bunch of, like, sniper books. I just found it so interesting because, like, you know, you'd read war stories as a kid.
Fucking sit there for, like, weeks.
Dude, the stories behind snipers are insane. Like, the snipers in World War I and World War II and even Vietnam. Insane stories. I've got, like, three books that I read
Patience.
When I was a kid. Dude, you gotta pee yourself.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wet myself every night in bed. I'm like a sniper. That's probably why I thought it was so cool. But he was real religious. Remember, he would pray as he shot, and I was like, huh. And that turned me on to like being like, maybe I could try religion. And it's kind of odd that I was like out of a pop culture,
right?
Like a movie and an actor and like a fictional character. I'm like, maybe I could find faith. I used to go to church in middle school either by myself or with a friend, Dan. And we'd walk up and we'd just go to church and then we'd go to Friendly's afterwards for some breakfast.
Praise be to God.
And but it just didn't stick. Like, I even tried. Like, it wasn't like it was pushed on me. I was like, let's go give it a listen.
Yeah, I did the CCD, like all that shit, like went on Christmas Easter. Like, I did it. I'm just like, nah.
It just doesn't seem,
It's too much bad shit in the world to be like, there's some guy waiting for me.
That's I like what the founding fathers, a lot of them were Taoists.
What's it?
I think I'm saying
Darwin?
No. DAO, Taoist, where I think they believe it's like you've ever heard of the watchmaking creator, where he creates a watch and then he lets it run. So if something goes wrong, it just goes wrong. But he has created the universe and then stepped back. So I kind of, because like there's no explanation. If atheists could give or science could give an explanation to what this universe is, I'm starting to get scared. Me too. Don't worry.
And I'm like,
but it's getting very deep. But if you could explain what this universe is, it would be like, okay, I could deal with that. We're just gonna die and it's over. But it's like, I don't know what the hell.
Like, this, like, I think it's kind of fucked up. Like, I think it was like the Bible and all that shit. It's like just like a long game of telephone. Like, something definitely got fucked up.
On
like,
what?
Like, just like the stories of like.
On the Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Bible was written by man.
That's what I mean.
And only 2,000 years ago. If the Bible was 20,000 years old, I'd even feel better. It's 2,000 years old. Dude, Scientology is like 60 years old. Islam's, I think, 800 years old.
Yeah.
Christianity is one of the oldest religions. And it's still like...
It's like, well, this book says it.
And it's only 2,000 years old. That's not old. Yeah. You probably held rocks in your hand that are older than 2,000 years. That's crazy. Yeah. That rock should be your god. Praise rock me. God. Rock God. Oh, that'd be great, dude. I'm going to praise a rock.
Yeah.
Instead of pet rock, I'm going to have idol rock.
Idol hands.
I-D-O-L. No, not I-D-L-E.
Oh, that's I get it. Spelled it. Dude, you're good.
Dude, you're quick.
I like the way you do it. I like the way you do things.
I rode my bike here, so the juices are all flowing.
Hey, I don't know how you do that. Especially, how was this hill for you?
I had to gear down.
It's pretty quick.
You live on quite a hill.
Yes. It's almost like a 90-degree angle.
Well, you know, if you do the hill, if you ride a bike, I find it easy. If there's no traffic, of course, you can go, you zig left, so you're not going straight up the
you do like the snake?
The inclined, yeah. So then you're going sideways, and then you got to turn and go side, but, you know.
Turn's probably tough.
This thing actually is not that bad. No. My hill's not much of a grade.
My hill fucking...
It's high, but it's not going to crush
it. It's so high, dude.
Dude, you're fucking so high.
So high, every so time high, I go to next to him, I'm just like, what? I don't even know.
I'm being like Flapjack's pancake house. Tell me about that. Tell me about New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen you because you took the fuck off out of the state.
Yeah, at the Bruins lost, dude, and I was like, gotta get out of the state.
I'm moving to Mexico.
I was anywhere the wrong way.
Ended up in New Hampshire.
He stopped fuck some Flapjacks. Me, dude. Stopped at a bunch of places. Yeah, we went up to New Hampshire for 3 days up in Lincoln. Two nights, three days. Stayed at this little ass cottage, but before we went there,
cottage. Tell me about it.
It was very small. It was probably not even the size of this room. Maybe a little bit smaller.
Oh, you showed me a picture. It was like an outhouse.
Yeah, it's an outhouse.
That's what they do it up there.
Yeah, it's awesome. It has like a, no.
It was like a ghost just knocked.
Maybe the door didn't shut all the way. They had like this, it had a screened in porch with two seats. You could sit there and like smoke cigars or whatever. And before I go any further, there was no one else there. We're the only people stayed there the whole
weekend. Did you go with the whole family or something?
No, it was me and Lindsay.
Just you two in a cabin?
Just me and her in a cabin.
Okay.
And there was no one there.
How did you find this place?
Internet. Wow. TripAdvisor.com.
No one else was there.
No one was there for the whole weekend except for the owner, his kid, and there was a guy renting the house like kind of.
You're that kid watched you guys have sex.
Pretty much.
How old was he?
16.
Oh, dude, he was beating his meat outside your cabin. You're like, what? Did you hear something? He's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's a good story about that kid. So before we go,
is it that he jerked off watching you and Lindsay fuck? Because that happened. I'm sorry, but that's what backwoods fucking boys do.
So we went up to the Woodstock Brewery before we even checked in.
Great beer.
Awesome beer. We did the tour. $5. We got these free glasses. And we just got to taste a bunch of beers.
I'll give you $10 for it.
Deal.
Wait, this glass here cost you
that
$5?
Those two glasses cost us $5. He gave us that little shot glass for free because we were such good people.
You're a good dude. You always get shit for free, man.
And then, we tried a bunch of these beers, like these oatmeal stout. I'm not like a big like drinker. Like I'm not like a snob, like, oh, I only like IPAs and fucking... Like, I just like getting fucked up.
Yeah, you're a white guy.
Yeah, I'm a white dude.
Your palate is white.
But Lindsay likes, like, that type of stuff, and I indulged. I really enjoyed it. And then we got lunch there after, and I tried frog legs for the first time. Lindsay wasn't having any of it.
Were they fried?
Yeah, they were fried.
But why would she have it?
Because it was a frog. I'm like, eat hamburgers, right. Chicken.
That annoys me because it's like, I would get so furious.
But it's a frog! Like, frogs... don't do shit.
Well, it's not even that. Would she not because it's a frog?
She wouldn't do it because it was a frog. Yeah. And my argument obviously was you eat hamburgers and chicken every day.
You eat horse, donkey.
Yeah. Pig, everything.
Fox meat.
You love hot dogs.
You know what the fuck's in a hot dog.
Yeah. So they were kind of gamey a little bit. They weren't like, they were like chicken, but they were not like as tender.
Anytime somebody eats a weird thing, dude, that's the go-to word. Not to say you're
gamey.
People are like, it was a bit gamey, but like chicken. Like, shut the fuck. You don't know what the fuck gamey means, dude.
I don't.
You don't know what gamey means.
I don't. Because I told the guy, guy at work goes, how do they taste? I'm like, they weren't grizzly, but they were like, I can't think of the word, gamey. He's like, gamey. I was like, thank you.
Off to the next cubicle.
That was yesterday. So I've been saying gamey for the past 7 days.
It was gamey.
I just got fucking called out. I tried to sneak right by with a gamey.
I'm not gonna let that happen.
Dude, what?
Oh, that's great.
I just got fucking called out on
gamey.
Gamey. I was like, and that guy go, thank you.
It's gamey. Tastes like a guy.
Oh my god, but we had that. So, yeah, we pretty much were the only ones there. We brought up the boombox, we played music, just had fun, had a bunch of drinks, and just got fucked up. So, the owner, awesome guy, he was so cool. His name was Jim. He loved us. He was just one of those. I think he used to like live in
Methuen. Jim, good guy? Kind of get bit gamey?
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy.
He's a guy, but good guy.
So he was saying, he's like, I like people like you that just come up here to drink, whatever, just hang out. He's like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I was like, oh, you guys do the fire pit? He's like, yeah. He's like, my son sells firewood if you want to, like, buy one or whatever.
You mean he chops down trees and sells it to me?
Yeah.
Give me a fucking axe, brother.
Yeah, me? So, I'm like,
yeah. $20.
I'm like, yeah.
$20? I gave you a full knock for $20.
You already like beat me to the punch with what I'm gonna say. That's fun. No, it's even funny. So yeah, so his son's like, oh, he's at the gym right now, so he'll come or whatever. So we got kind of drunk early. So it's like 9:10. It's dark out there.
It's 9:10 a.m.
Yeah,
what's up? Got it drunk early.
My socks inside out. So yeah, we're getting drunk kind of early, and then it's pitch black everywhere except for our porch. And me and Lindsay are like wicked fucked up, just drunk. And then we heard like a noise. We're like, is it raining out? And we started looking at the thing, and then
you doing the cat thing?
Yeah, we're looking out. We're on the front porch, so we can't really see. And then the guy goes, "Hey, what's up?" We thought it was raining. He showed up on like a go kart. So we thought the noise. Oh, that's how fucking drunk
the
we
crickles?
Were. Yeah, we thought like, wow, it's raining out. He goes, "Hey, you guys looking to start a fire?" Like, yeah. Like,
yes.
He's like, oh, for a bundle, it's like $3. I'm like, all right, I'll give you 20. You're going to hang out with us, though. And I'm like, you want a beer? He's like, no. He's like, oh, you sure? I was like, wait, I can't see him. All I hear is his voice because we're in this hut where it's just all light. And he's like, and there we just see like a shadowy figure.
I pictured him in a bucket hat, cargo shorts, and hat.
He was a good looking kid for like 16.
Yeah. Is he ripped?
Yeah. He was coming from the gym.
Is he fucking single?
He was fucking.
Is he guymy? Would you fuck him? Tim, did you fuck this guy? You paid $20 to fuck Jim's son.
So we're like, you want a beer? He's like, no. I'm like, oh wait, how old are you? He's like, 16. I go, my bad. So me and Lindsay are like stumbling to the fucking fire pit, and we give him 20. He's like, well, it's only like $5. I'm like, well, we're from the city, so can you just fire pit for us? So he's doing it. Me and Lindsay like
he starts it.
We fucking like chewing his ear off about nothing. Like, so
who do you bench?
He goes to like school with like 30 people. You know what I mean? He goes like one of those schools. He's like, we don't have a football team, but our ski team's pretty good. I was like, you want me to drive you to work tomorrow? Like, just talking to him and stuff.
Drunk plans, dude.
So I gave him $20 and he was wicked happy about it. But then it started to rain and he had to go inside to go to bed. So we kind of just stayed out there until it died down. But then it started picking up. So we went back to the cottage, which is like fucking not even like 50 yards away. So we go back there and then he rolls up again. He's like, I want to give you money back. It's rain. I'm like, no, dude. He's like, he's $20, dude. He's like, you just got to part with us tomorrow, man. And then he drove off. Me like, what the fuck?
What a good dude, though. He came back to give you your money back.
Exactly. So I went, when I checked out the next day, I was talking to Jim, his dad, and he was like, oh, my son was really happy that you gave him the money for all that. I was like, yeah, definitely, man. I was like, that was really nice of him to fucking let us fucking drunkenly talk his ear off. You're like,
start a fire for
like,
us.
Lindsay was like, well, I didn't go to college. I was like, yeah, I went to college. You gonna go to college? Like, just talking about nothing. This kid was probably like, what the fuck?
I'm never drinking. How could go back?
He was like, this is a Thursday night.
I got school in the morning.
Yeah, you had school the next day.
See, you know what?
We had a great time up there. Lincoln, New Hampshire is fucking beautiful, man.
That sounds great.
But yeah, this trip.
I want to stay in that exact cottage.
Yeah, you should. It was like
by myself.
$66 a night. Wicked cheap compared to like all the other places around there.
Yeah.
It was near everything. This breakfast place called Flapjacks is like the best breakfast ever.
No kidding.
I had pancakes with Reese's Cups in it, and I was like so fucked up from like that. It was the next night, Friday. And I'm eating them, and then Lindsay got like eggs or whatever. She's like, oh, you want hot sauce? Lindsay's like, no. And I was like, oh, I'll have hot sauce. So she goes, gets it, and comes back. She's like, wait, you gonna put these on your pancakes? I'm like, I don't know what's going on right now. I'm sorry. But she just started ripping into me. She was like, you're crazy. I'm like, yeah, a little bit. But yeah, it was good. It was just like a really like homey breakfast place. They had like the train like running around the top of the place.
Homey,
had, like,
homey breakfast?
Yeah, it was like very like homey. They had like flat like
homey don't play that.
Like home fries. Like they're like cylinder circles.
What?
They were dope. They're like thinly cut, crispy.
Okay.
They were fucking dope.
Like discs?
Yeah, almost. But like real tiny, so you can pop a bunch in.
I always liked, I want to learn how to do the shaved potatoes.
Do it.
Those are the best.
But if you go up to Lincoln, New Hampshire, hit up Profiles, Motel, and Cottages. Number one on TripAdvisor, wrote a fucking pretty good review on
it. Dude, you were an online reviewer.
I love
online. Tell me about your career as an online reviewer.
Well, I got bagged pretty good by Matt Baker from Baker Eats on Yelp, because he was, I guess he like saw some like review of like Assembly or something and saw me like,
oh, you battled, right?
I battled somebody because I just opened, Lindsay started working there, someone was complaining about a fucking BLT. I'm like, shut up,
Like, I had
a,
so
get
I
was, a real fucking entree. Yeah,
but then, like, Baker clicked my profile because he knew it was me because I think it's, like, my kid's photo. It's, like, me as a kid, but it's just, like, Tim M.
Yeah.
So he clicked on it, and he calls me up. He's like, dude, you're a fucking loser. I'm like, no way.
How many reviews you got?
But, like, probably, like, five or seven, and they're all fucking, like, dumb shit. Like, I reviewed, like, Dave and Buster's because, like, I went there for my birthday one time. They were fucking, like
tell me if I was there.
Yeah, it was fucked up. So I had to write something about them. Fuck them. And then, but he caught me on this other place I went I went to with my brother for his nephew's birthday party. It was like this airsoft place where you shoot like airsoft guns. It's like paintball with airsoft guns.
Yeah, yeah.
Gave him like a shitty review and Baker was making fun of me. He's like, dude, you're reviewing a fucking laser tag place.
Why you only give shitty reviews?
No, I give good reviews.
Have five. You just named three shitty ones.
I know. Hey, whatever. 70-30.
All right.
70-30. We'll take it.
No, that's the wrong thing. We want 30-70. We'll complain
no,
about
I have 70, a, I have a lot more. I'll bring them up so you can laugh at them one day. They're working in Madison. Because I used to work at this fucking job that I did not like, and I was like looking to get fired, so I'd always just be yelping shit. Look at the newspaper company.
I want people to yelp the podcast.
We should have people start yelping the iTunes account, because you can review it on the iTunes.
Can you?
Remember you saw mine? I was like, love this podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're like, let's do it every day.
Tim, from Tim and Bill.
I've listened to everyone. Yeah, I don't know. I wish we could track stats in that thing.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's weird. But like, when like it's probably, there's gonna be
email Apple or something.
There's gonna be a way because like when like
get jobs in the line
when artists are selling CDs, they know they're in like the top 10 of like their category. So there must be some sort of like
yeah, there's analytics, but I just don't. You'd probably just
you might have to pay for them, which would make sense because they're a fucking. They just bought fucking Dr. Dre's Beats.
Who did?
Apple.
Aww.
For like million. Dr. Dre is the first male. No, what is it? The first, like rapper to hit $1 billion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, Oprah used to be, like, the first, like, she wasn't a rapper, but, like it's usually probably, like, black
females. She
had some
pretty dope rhymes.
Yeah, she's like, yo, I'm Oprah, and I'm so dope, bruh.
I'm gonna eat some mac and cheese till I snow. Yeah.
We should write raps, but yeah.
We have written a rap.
Yeah.
We should actually do it at the next show. When's that coming up? Let me look at my phone here.
While you do that,
June 11th.
I gotta take work off. I'm definitely working that day. I'll take it off.
Yeah. Well, you don't gotta do it, but if we go, we get a 5-minute spot on the next show and do a rap.
Yeah, I'm down.
AK Dirty 7 and Corner Pocket, yo.
Yeah, just fucking gunshots going off.
What would I be? Oh, dude, yeah. It's not a rap show. Someone gets fucking, till like a barbecue breaks out and you shoot somebody.
Pull out the brass knucks.
I want world style hip hop.
Yeah. I'm...
You wanna put, dude, let's get into a slap fest and put on a world style hip hop.
Dude, yeah. Just get mad at you. What the fuck, dude? Worldstar Hip Hop's like the worst website for like youth.
I saw one time that I was working at the bar and these two they were pretty effeminate males. I think they were probably gay, but maybe they didn't know yet, but because they were like our school kids. And I was working. I was talking to one of their friends, who was a female, and she, you know, they're outside, and I saw like it looked like he was like getting something off his sleeve. And then it came, like, she's like, oh, they got, like, a huge brawl outside. And I was like, a brawl? And I was like, I saw the brawl. It looked like they were, like, trying to get bugs off each other because they were doing these, like, little slap, like a slap box, dude. It was like a joke just for me. I loved it. Oh, they got into a vicious brawl. I was like, really? What?
You should see the scratch on his neck.
That's terrible. Fucking great. Not like slapping. Who does, cause a couple hockey players do that.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that had the slap? Was it Ovechkin? It was a capital. One of them had a real big, like, he just, like, started slapping the other player. And
yeah, they just don't know how to fight. It's like,
Oh, it's great.
Love that shit.
Love it.
So, so that's June 11th. A bunch of other shows coming up, too, or what?
Yeah, we've got...
So just plug those now, baby.
All right, let's plug the shows quick. Or actually, this Wednesday, May 28th, Eagle Come, the improv group I'm in, is going to host...
This Wednesday, which is today?
No, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
7 days from now.
All right.
Because today's the 21st Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
On May 21st, a Wednesday. Not the 21st Wednesday.
Not the Wednesday.
Not
but
the
Wednesday.
21st Wednesday ever. But the Hideout's going to have a show that's put on by the Just Suspects. It's kind of like an SNL review show where there's not as much rehearsal. And obviously not as polished, but it's like you go up and everyone there has an improv background. So you put together some scenes and you pitch scenes and then you are, like sketches. And then you run through them. Somewhat scripted.
Huh.
But you just follow like beats. You just go to show. This will be our first time doing it, so I'll tell you after who it's our.
Real easy.
It's going to be a piece of...
Nailed
but it. It's going to be... Actually, Woodstock beer, the beer you were just talking about,
The one I went up to for the brewery?
Yeah, like that Woodstock beer, they sponsor this show. So it's like the Woodstock Comedy Night.
What a fucking small world. Are they going to have their beers there?
Yeah, you drink that beer for free.
The old
I'm pretty sure they give free beer out. Free Woodstock beer.
Yeah, dude, we went on the tour. He was like, yeah, they told us to give us like, he was giving us like half full cups of like the shit. I was like, this is the best $5 I've ever got.
Monday's going to be, we're doing improv every Monday night again, but it's going to be at Hennessy's downtown.
Hennessy's, where's that
Hennessy's
located?
On Union Street. It's going to be up. It's an upstairs, above Hennessy's, but it's this cool room. I think they used to call it the Hooligans.
How you guys feel about that?
I'm pumped to get back. That means every week again, Mondays are going to be performing night. So
awesome.
The whole crew's excited about that. And then June 11th is the Eagle Come. We host and we create.
What else you going to do Wednesday?
The What Else You Going to Do Wednesday show.
Which was the first one as a success. Smash for you, think, right?
Success. Yeah.
Like, I think I was alluding to this before in an episode, like, when it ended, people, like, the credits should have just been rolling.
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, yeah.
Well, after this show, we might do a live podcast.
Yeah, I think we should. We should definitely do that. We'll set up, and, like, if you want to stay out and hang out, we'll just.
That's June 11th. Then June 12th, there's going to be the Aqua Continent. We're going to perform there. Yeah, no one cares. I'll fucking write it down.
No, this is good.
No, I realize. But it's, you know, a lot of shows that whole week. We got five.
We pretty much
shows.
We
have a top secret show coming up.
We have a really top secret show. We can say the secret, not the name of it, but we can tell you the date and time and location. I think we should do it now.
Yeah,
because many people will probably hear it anyway.
Well, June 14th, there's going to be a serious show at the Beachcomber.
Do not make any plans other than June 14th. That's all we're going to say for you right now. It's going to be something.
Leave that day open.
Yeah, you're not. You've never done anything like this. You've never seen anything like this. And you're never going to laugh like this.
Tim's going to commit suicide on stage.
Yes, it's going to be hysterical. I want to find out if there's a higher power up there. But no.
Bring me to higher love. Higher. Oh, man.
But June 14th. Yeah, that's besides next Wednesday and all the other dates.
Yeah.
I remember June 14th as well.
Remember, June. That's actually the big deal. We're just going to call this episode June 14th.
June 14th.
The June 14th.
Yeah. Well, we'll actually maybe release what it's going to be soon. Maybe. Should be soon, right?
Yeah. Soon. Probably next episode.
Maybe next episode we'll release that.
You'll realize what's going on.
Yeah, you'll understand what we're talking about. Then you'll be in on the gag, and then you'll be like, holy shit, they were right.
You'll be hearing this. We'll probably use that show to promote this podcast, too.
Yeah, of course. Just selfless promotion, dude.
Right there on the page.
15-second commercial.
Oh, dude.
How do we skip this? How do we skip this?
It's just going to be, we'll try this. Maybe refresh the page. Us again.
Hey,
that'd be a good one. That'd actually be a good commercial.
Like,
is acknowledging how annoying a 15 second
keep coming back up with the same exact skit.
Us again.
Didn't we already see this? Refresh.
Hey, us again.
What I learned about too is you know, like small time YouTube accounts where they have ads and they allow you to skip them. If you skip them, they don't get money for that ad. The only time they get money for the ad is if you watch the whole thing through. Found that out. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah, so if you watch, like, somebody's page that, like, you know, and they're, like, doing, like, ads on it. Because you could sign up for, like, getting ads on your page, but I think it's a skip one.
So that's funny.
If you watch the ads, those people will get paid. They're, like, probably, like, 5 cents a time, but no one probably, like, really watches all through them. But
I thought about monetizing the blog that I used to do. And it was, like, you put it up, if someone clicks on it, you know, you get money. But it was, like, they had to click through, like, on purpose. It wasn't, like, go to your page. You had to go to your page and then, like, accidentally hit, like, an ad.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, it's just, it was stupid.
Stuff. But yeah, that's the thing. If you skip an ad on somebody you know, don't do it because they're not getting money.
Because they're not doing it.
Yeah.
You know what? We get some ads.
Yeah. We're in the middle of getting ads right now. Dude, I gotta fucking blow my nose.
You got a serious booger.
I know.
Dude, I should reach for the nearest thing to look like tissues. Is Lysol disinfecting wipes?
Just keep rapping for a second. I gotta get a fucking tissue.
Dude,
it
was
dead.
Really funny. Tim had a big booger hanging out of his nose for probably the past like 40 seconds where every time he breathed, it would like hang and then he'd breathe in.
Dude, I was just looking at the mirror, I was like, that's gross.
I was just explaining that I've been looking at that thing for the past like 30 seconds. I was waiting. I was about to say, like, you need to get that booger out of your face.
Oh, the tissue's right here.
Ah, those are napkins.
Yeah, they'll work. I'm a man.
What do you use? Is that, are those soft wipes?
Toilet paper.
Toilet
paper's, like, the second best.
Toilet paper I take and fold it over to make it, like, taller.
Oh, my God. I just got allergies. Like, I was telling you this at breakfast. I've never had allergies. I was always good during the summer, but I'm, like, fucked up.
Well, Tanner, this is great podcast stuff. Let's hit it.
I'm sick.
I have allergies.
Yeah. You have allergies.
This is an hour-long commercial for allergy medicine.
Just fucking blow your nose into a tissue.
Dude. No, some kids are getting them bad. This year has been especially bad for a few. I've noticed
that. I don't know why.
Guy at work, couple family members really hurting. Like, they're just like, I can't function.
Yeah.
But, like, my eyes are kind of puffed up right now. Nose a little bit stuffed.
I'll take this any day than being fucking cold and miserable. I'd rather be fucking hot, sweaty, and fucking camp.
I'd rather fucking be putting on suntan lotion with some fucking shades, bro.
I was trying to explain that to Lindsay. She wasn't laughing. I was riding with Bill. We listened to Be First and Gimme Gimme's Hero. It's Japanese. They sing in Japanese only. It's like covers of Japanese song. And I was like looking down, and my favorite part of the song was coming up, and I looked up at Bill, and he had fucking, he had two sunglasses on, and he fucking kept pulling them off, and then like another sunglasses, and then he pulled up, and then he had his regular glasses on, and he pulled those off, and I was fucking pissed. I didn't see it coming, so I was like, so Bill, it was definitely like a cartoon. It was so good. It
was that was a good laugh we had. That was the day that I woke up with the cramp and peed myself.
Oh yeah, that was
a boner and a cramp, and I peed myself.
That was great.
And then we got up. We went to. Did we go to Donut King? No, we went to Wheelhouse.
Yeah, Wheelhouse has been a staple.
With
right Portal.
Then we drove over to our man's house.
Yeah, Big Burn.
Our big buddy's house, and we just fucking we woke him and the wife up.
He was so confused.
He was really. I remember he was like, I don't know this Bill Cox.
Yeah,
like,
we were all fucked up.
I was, yeah, I really wish I had.
Because you worked till like 6 in the morning.
I had worked, probably had a drink, gone home, and then got cramps that night. Yeah, I punched, that's what I, yeah.
Yeah.
I punched a thing, and then I woke up the next day, I got an hour and a half of sleep, and it wasn't even sleep, because I was probably just...
Porto, we had to wake him up out of like a hibernation, per usual.
No, he was also up. Remember, he just got in the Vox and was like, eh.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And I think I was like hungover from the night before. I think I was still kind of drunk. I don't know what I did the night before. I have a terrible memory. You fought it again, didn't you?
No.
I can't smell that well, so you're in good.
Oh, I love that. It's like when you have when a baby farts. No, when you have a baby around, you can fart and be like, the baby shit himself.
Yeah.
I've had babies' diapers changed because I blamed my farts on them, and they were like, there's no poop in here. It must have been a fart, and I'm like, yeah.
That's why I was so pumped when Lindsay's family got a new dog, because when their dog was put down, I go, I have no one to blame my farts on.
Oh my,
on
do you blame it on the dog?
Now I blame it on this dog. I'm like, yes, he's a puppy.
Hold him right in your arms.
Yeah.
I'm like, come here.
Oh my God, he farted.
You can fart right in a dog's face. They love it.
Oh yeah, they love that shit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Ship it to their olfactory.
Love dogs. Dogs are the best.
Dogs?
Yeah, like, so what's your shirt all about too? You
oh, yeah, like Dave in the Shades. My buddy Dave Foley, he plays all around town. He's played Bostonian.
I like that shirt.
Is it a badass shirt?
It's a pretty badass shirt.
It says Dave in the Shades, and it's got a pair of
shades
on it. But Dave, dude, he's real talented. He's a talented guy. He plays a lot of music.
How does bands come about being like, all right, I'm Dave, but you guys can't be your names? Like, how does that go? Like Buddy Holly was huge, but it's like Buddy Holly and the Crickets. It's like, shut up and play my music. I'm Buddy.
Well, I think with...
Like Dave Matthews Band?
Well, certain people are obviously the talented, like lead man. It's the Batman and Robin syndrome.
Yeah. It's just funny that, like, all right, what do you want the band's name to be? And all the guys are like, oh, we'll be like the fucking Infiltrators. Oh, we'll be like the Shower Curtains. I'm like, no, I think we should be Dave and the Shades.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not a knock, but just, like, it's always the thing that always crosses my mind when I see band names like that. I'm like, well, how did that happen?
Well, you know what? I bet if there ever was a conflict of interest, like, or not, like, if there ever was a protest, like, I don't know. I think with a name like this, it's known that one person's like, I get the shows, I get booked. You guys are going to come play with
me.
Like, even some of the guys that play at Bostonia, it's the, you know, the guy Steve Mamello. It's like the Steve Mamello trio. And it'll be like a band. It's like him. And then there's just the people he brings in. It's a rotating cast. I think every week's been a different drummer. So that's where that kind of thing comes from. He might not have, like, they don't have a band. They're going tour together. He's like, he plays local. So he's like, I book shows. That's what he does for a living. Plays like 5-6 shows.
He's a man of bet.
Dude, it's really cool. But he's a really talented guy. But he plays at Bostonia sometimes. Plays at Dooley's Mondays and I think Wednesdays now. Good guy to see. Actually, he plays down the Hull. He's a Hull guy. He'll play at like the Red Parrot. He'll do like one-man shows and
set Red up. Parrot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go down there for lobsters with Mama.
Mama. Well, next time you go down, see if Dave Foley's there.
Hell yeah. I'm like, dude.
Give him a like on Facebook. We'll like him on this page.
We'll like his page.
I want to do that.
We're going to post the... we'll post that link, too, of the bands, and you can see what bands you should probably hate now. And see what bands really need some help, like the Verve Pipe. Oh,
the Verve Pipe was like, it was like negative $15.
Yeah, they'll like, fucking play your buck.
They'll pay you $15 to come play.
It was a good list. Like, again, anything on the internet, you can't fucking believe it.
Well, you know what the one thing about them was that I didn't, like, they kind of had one, they were one-hit
wonder. One-hit wonder, yeah.
But they still charge you. I think it was like $1,500 a show.
But that band Cracker, you know Cracker?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, Uncle Cracker.
No, not him, like the band Cracker. I don't even know what song they went with, but I went with my buddy Paul to their show, and it was awful. I was hoping you would know the name.
With a C or K?
C.
What's the song?
I don't know. I was hoping you were going to know. This conversation has gone to shit.
Me first in the Gimme Game is playing the Riot Fest. Toronto, Chicago, and Denver, three different shows. We should go. It's like a festival, though. I probably can't go. I'm not going to go. It's like a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't make $100,000 a year.
I wish we did. That'd be fucking baller.
I'd be taking work off every day.
Oh, man, my fucking throat is fucking...
You look like you're bumming, man.
I'm not bumming. I'm just fucking hating on being able to breathe, dude. You know what I mean?
How are you going to fucking run with the Bulls? You can't...
Oh, dude. It's already got shot down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the run with the Bulls got shot down.
But so, I think my initial reaction, I think, was, like, stupid. I don't think I was down.
I've always been intrigued by the running of the Bulls in, what is it, Panoma?
Pamplona.
Something like that. But obviously, like, paying a shit ton of money to go out there is, like, it's just, like, way too much. So, like, I was Googling about it just to see, like, how much it would cost to go out there, blah, blah, blah. But now the states are doing it, and it started last year in Houston and I think maybe Florida, only two cities. And now they're doing it in, like, Chicago, two spots in California, and all that. And I think it's interesting. It's not like a Tough Mudder or a Warrior Dash per se, because you're not really training for anything. Because you run with the Bulls for, like, not even, like... Because they run so fucking fast. Like, you're only with them for, like, probably, like, not even, like, 10 seconds. But the one in the States, they have three waves of Bulls that come out.
Why, dude? This sounds like such a bad idea.
It is, but, like, it's one of those... I'm not, like, one of those, like, what is it? Extreme junkies? What is it? What are they, like...
Adrenaline junkies.
Like, I would love to go skydiving...
You're the opposite of an adrenaline junkie.
I know, and I am. I don't like doing much.
You're like an adrenaline, like, you're like a deficit of adrenaline.
No, what it is? It's like, I'm like, I just want to snap it.
Sometimes T-Mac plays the videos on double speed, and he's like, whoa.
Yeah, this is crazy. But I don't know, just like being, like, YOLO, bro. You only, like, running with the Bulls, that'd be cool. I feel like you would be, like, interested in it.
I would, you know what, is I remember one of my buddies, or a few of my friends, went and did it in Spain, and really, I was like, I really wish I could have gone with you guys. And it's at the time, it didn't, I couldn't have.
Too young, probably, like.
No, not too young, they were the same age, but it was just like, my circumstances at the time weren't like, I'm going to take off for 2 weeks and go to Spain.
Yeah, because it's an 8-day thing, this thing's like a 1-day, and then like after you go to like one of those things where like everyone has like tomatoes and they fucking huck tomatoes at each other. That's like another thing they do.
I think that's in Italy though.
Yeah, but no, this is in the States too with that. Like you do the bull run and then you do that after.
They throw tomatoes. So there's a big 2-year, you know what? It's a novel idea because a lot of people want to do it.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I think it's a good business plan.
So I talked to Lindsay about it and she was just like, we can do it. It's actually cheap. The tickets are like $45. All I got to pay for is a flight and hotel to like Virginia or Houston or wherever the fuck they're doing it. But with the wedding planning, it's just not like my card. So next year, I'm definitely doing it.
And you're really going to do it?
I'm going to do it next year for sure. I'm going to... Whoever wants to come, can come.
I probably get gored. I'm so noticeable.
You are. You're a big dude. I'll probably fucking curl up in a ball. But I just want to, like, dude, like...
What if you die? I already predicted the Ultimate Warrior's death in this podcast. I don't want to predict you. I think you'll die.
I'll be all right. I'm like one of those people that never die.
I am. I don't know, dude. I don't know if that's true. I think you might be dead after...
Record? I looked at the statistics of people dying, and there's only been 15 deaths since it started back in, like, what, 1967? And they're all gores. All of them are gores.
Oh, man.
I'm like... And
what do those guys say? They didn't run with the Bulls. They got run over by the Bulls.
They got fucking dead by the Bulls.
You know, there's probably some good headlines there.
There's great photos and videos you can watch.
I've seen them.
And they... And like that, I think that's the type of thing
you can see it enter his pelvis and exit through his spine, and he's dead.
But like, I'm such a jinx in my own world that like, if I watch something like that, it won't happen to me because it's already in my head. Because I always do it to Lindsay, I'm like, oh, we're gonna get a car crash on the way there. She's like, don't say that. Well, now that I said it, it won't happen.
True, like Final Destination.
Yeah, dude. Oh my! I drove by a guy holding a 18-wheeler holding fucking those logs. I go, this is it. Gonna die.
Anytime I see someone with like shit tied to the roof or something like that, I just zoom. Get right by him.
I'm telling you, that shit falls off. I know. Just fucking fly by those fucking people. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Like chairs, fucking mattresses, anything. Get the fuck out of that guy's way and just go.
You've heard about a lot of incidents like that?
Yeah, that happens more times than not than you would think.
Yeah.
Get out of the fucking way. I'm like, see you. Get pulled over. Like, I'm not driving by that dude.
I'll be a passenger in someone's car and they go up behind one of those things and I'm like, get the fuck around. Yeah. I don't like that. You don't like, you don't want to step on someone's toes or like kind of overstep your boundaries.
Right,
like
right. Backseat driver.
Yeah. I'm like, get the fuck around this car now. I'm like, I'm not, I will jump out of your automobile and fucking kill myself if you don't move.
Chairs, sofas, and ladders like the big
thing. See you the fuck later, dude. Because you're just some asshole tied it on.
Yeah. It's not some fucking professional.
It's like yeah.
Going to Jordan's furniture and be like, oh, I got a fucking mattress.
Like if I'm, it's like packing a parachute. I want to see who packed my parachute.
Yeah. It's funny because you can't really test a parachute because if you open it, you got to be like, well, got to put this bag in now.
Better pack it again.
Yeah, pack it again.
I'd like to know how to pack and I'd pack it myself.
Have you gone skydiving before?
No.
We should go skydiving.
I'll do skydiving.
I will do skydiving. That's not, and I hate heights. But I like
well, that's,
I love that's what I mean. Like I love
bad idea.
I love having like awkward feelings in my. I don't know. I get like not like off, but like I love like
those, overcoming like, challenges. Overcoming
that too. But yeah. Like just like I know my stomach will be in my throat when I'm up there. But like but like just doing it, be like that felt.
I don't think
cool.
I don't think I'd be completely calm and comfortable. I think I'd be
yeah. You'd be shaking the plane with your big old legs, being doing the fucking
the Jimmy leg.
But I'd just be like I'd just be sitting there with tied into this guy and be like you're not gonna die today, right?
You don't plan on dying, do you?
It's just expensive doing that shit. And, like, I looked actually, like, a GoPro camera. Like, I'm on, like, I would borrow it from time. I would never buy one of those things. Like, $500. But if you did run them with the bulls, it'd be cool to have one, like, on your hat.
I'd just like to see your death video. Yeah. I want to put it up on Reddit.
Dude, Tim went to
Reddit Morbid. What's it called? Morbid Obesity?
Yes. Morbid Reality.
Morbid Reality. Is there a Morbid Obesity
I hope Reddit? So, because there's everything on Reddit.
There's everything. I found a good Reddit, but I forget what it is, so forget to say anything.
And that's the episode.
Nah, we gotta wrap this shit up anyways. I gotta go ride my bicycle.
Hey, bro.
Hey, look, a whale jumped out of the... Tim's got fucking weird photographs popping up on his... What is this?
I love animals,
is
dude.
Is it Apple TV?
It's Apple TV screensaver, and I set it on animals, because I just love animals. Before we go, what's the animal that you would love to see your...
Oh, what's your animal spirit? Wait, what was your question?
Yes, what's your animal
spirit? I'm sorry, what was your question?
Bulldozer!
Bulldozer! You're asking me a question, and I give you a new question to ask me. Because I want to just answer.
Get out of the way!
Dude, I have fucking got logs on the highway, dude.
No, I'm just saying, like, what I was going to say is, like, animals that you would like to be, like to share your time with.
Oh, what, an animal to hang out with?
Like, well, yeah, what would, like...
Mostly humans, I guess?
Yeah, that's a good one. I want to hold three animals. I want to hold a koala bear, a penguin... And an owl. Those are three animals I want to interact with.
Really?
Yeah.
A penguin, a koala bear, and an owl.
I can do a penguin. I know we can go get a penguin.
All right. I want to hold a big blue whale.
No, dude. I thought that was a big blue
whale. Well, I want to hold a big blue whale because I'd be the strongest man in the earth.
Okay.
Besides that, I wouldn't mind holding... what's that? It's like a gerbil, but it's like a Japanese gerbil. There's always pictures of those guys on Reddit. Reddit loves gerbils.
Reddit loves
animals.
A lot
of Asians. This is on my gerbil. You have now. You take a picture.
Oh, those like fucking slow lorises.
Oh, the flying squirrels.
No, loris. They're like a slow loris. I'll show you the guy. It's like a little fucking sloth.
That's he's cool.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll hold that thing.
I like to hold a little monkey too. I used to like that movie Beastmaster because he could communicate with the animals and make them get him stuff.
Is that Dr. Doolittle?
Well, he helped them with their ailments, but Beastmaster was like an 80s movie, like an action movie, like some guy with like, yeah, had animals that would just do stuff. He'd be like, go get the keys, monkey, and this possum or whatever, go get the keys. It's a ferret.
It's a ferret.
What's your animal spirit?
Animal spirit? Oh yeah. My God. What's slow, lazy, and stupid?
Sloth.
Yeah, I'd be a sloth.
You'd be a sloth?
I don't know. That's a tough question. What about you? I know you got one.
No, I don't.
You don't?
But, like, what am I? I'm watchful, I think. I'm observant.
I'd be a cat.
You are a cat.
I'm, like, a big old cat.
I want to say I'm, like, I would say eagle, but that's way too badass for me. So, I'll say, like, I'm, like a crow.
Yeah, a crow. Or a pigeon.
I had a mean crow hop throw in fucking baseball.
Yeah, you do, man. We got to do off the wall. I need you in off the wall, man.
I'll make your kidneys. I'll make you piss blood, bro.
Yeah, put you on the DL.
That's great. I want to know your animal spirit.
Yeah, I'll come back with it next episode.
I see. It's given, isn't it? Given to you by like.
Let's go to one of those places. I tell you.
Ooh, okay.
We'll just do that.
I'm serious. I want to.
We gotta find that out.
Animals. So
we should go to one of those like fortune teller type things and record it. Like, can we record this?
Yeah. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, we pay them anyway. What does she care? She's getting I love how I'm saying like a woman because obviously it's gonna be a woman.
It's gonna be. If it's not a woman, I'm not fucking paying.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Yeah, let's do one of those.
So we gotta invent tampons with manly packaging.
Show recap.
We gotta plug Dave Foley. We've got to figure out Animal Spirit, and we have to go to a fortune teller and record it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that says. Fiverr stance? Fiverr stance?
Bill has weird notes.
Fiverr stancy? That's weird.
That's weird. That's
from?
From.
Dude. Fuck it.
Yeah, I wrote that. Remember that, like, in first grade, where, like, people would write, I remember they did it to some girl. She had terrible handwriting, and the teacher was like, if you can tell me what this says, I'll give you $5. And she just couldn't read what she just wrote. Like, much like myself. I'm 28. She was 8. I don't know who I'm more ashamed of.
That's fucking great.
But, fucking, let's wrap it up.
All right, man. Good episode. I think hopefully maybe we can get one tomorrow. Again, remember, June 14th. Put it on your calendar now.
Yeah, June 14th. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
All right. Well.
Let's close out with the song. One of the songs I just gave you.
What?
One of the Me First of the Gimme Games, the new CD.
Let's do it.
Let's get those guys some cover. I think that should be the. Yeah, we'll close out with that.
That's what we did originally. It was a good song. All right. Here's a song by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Take it away, Spike.
Every day.
We are beautiful.